cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Nothing like a deadline to get some action, and with just days until a U.S. debt default, an agreement in principle to raise the debt ceiling. Returning to the White House, President Biden says he'll be on the phone with House Speaker McCarthy this afternoon. The president asked,
what are the sticking points?
None. With 95% of the vote in, Turkey's President Erdogan claiming victory in a runoff election that buys the increasingly authoritarian leader another 5 years in power. The GOP-controlled Texas House voting Saturday to impeach Republican Attorney General Ken Paxton. A trial in the state Senate could have him removed. State Farm telling California customers over this Memorial Day weekend that they would no longer insure new homes or businesses in the state due to the higher risk of wildfire and increased construction costs, saying in a statement, quote, "It's necessary to take these actions now to improve the company's financial strength. The company's auto policies and existing State Farm customers will be unaffected." This is ABC News. Turkey's incumbent President Erdogan has declared victory in his country's runoff election, extending his rule into a third decade. Preliminary unofficial results from Turkish news agencies showing the incumbent president ahead with 98% of the ballots counted. A hepatitis A case at a Taco Bell restaurant in Washington State sparking an appearance by the CDC. ABC's Derek Dennis reports.
Officials from the Snohomish County Health Department outside Seattle warning Taco Bell customers that a worker might have exposed them to the deadly hepatitis A virus. The case raising so much concern, it'll be discussed at a CDC food safety panel next month, with hopes the agency will consider recommending the hepatitis A vaccine for food service workers. But Seattle cafe owner Amy Fair Gunner wonders what it'll mean for new hires.
Do we need to raise prices because we are now having to go through extra steps?
There are cases where patrons have died from coming in contact with an hepatitis A-infected food service worker. Derek Dennis, ABC News.
Dave Packer, ABC News.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999 and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown.
Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW and on the Civic Media app.
Civic Media radio stations providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. A new report shows the importance of student debt relief to workers across the United States. Edwin J. Vieira reports.
The American Federation of Teachers report finds rising education costs have forced people to borrow over $1.7 trillion to attend college. This comes as the U.S. House of Representatives passed a joint resolution of disapproval to overturn President Joe Biden's student debt relief program. The bill now heads to the Senate. But Mike Pierce with the Student Borrower Protection Center describes how the CRA's plan disrupts student debt cancellation for public service workers.
The student debt CRA scheme would reinstate the student loan debt of more than 260,000 public service workers nationwide, drop a nearly $20 billion debt burden onto the backs of these hardworking teachers, nurses, first responders, and service members still emerging from the pandemic.
He says this plan would roll back public workers' progress toward having more than $170 billion in student loan debt canceled. But even prior to the Congressional Review Act, court challenges had blocked Biden's plan before it began. Michael Bukai is a law professor at SUNY's University at Buffalo. He had $102,000 in student loan debt forgiven as part of the Public Service Loan Forgiveness Program, and says, although the process was somewhat arduous, it was worthwhile.
I was, you know, able to start sort of looking seriously into buying a house, and I was able to significantly increase the financial help that I give to my sibling. And I was also able to, you know, just carry a whole lot more of the burden of, you know, running a household with my partner.
Some education professionals identify the growth of the U.S. student loan program as erasing the benefits of going to college, with millions of loans going into default each year. I'm Edwin J. Vieira.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, would ya? You know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Krebscast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Is that word?
Innovative.
Innovative?
Innovative. Whatever. You can say it both ways.
I think it's indicates.
Indicative? Is that the word you were looking
that
for?
That is a good word, Kristen Bright.
A friend wouldn't make fun of somebody like for knowing a word. See, this is what I'm talking about, people. Kristen Bright does not believe in friendship.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time, this is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
All right, let's play a little Would You Rather. In a real life scenario, but we're going to get your answer before I give you the context of the story that this comes from. Would you rather spend 60 days in a correctional facility or a full year on probation and also 100 hours of community service? Greg Bach, which one would you pick?
Option B.
A year probation.
Yeah.
And a community service.
Yep.
Jane Mattner, which one would you pick?
Oh, yeah. A year probation and community service over jail?
Yeah, that for 60 days, for 2 months.
Yeah, does not.
Just get it over and done with, then you're served.
I think jail.
This seems like a trick.
I think jail and I would not do well together.
Really? I feel like you would be like a dead mother in jail. I feel like you would like ingratiate yourself to like a lot of people really quickly. And like, it's like the different characters from Orange is the New Black. Like, you'd be like red. You just have to do your Russian accent.
You'll all be fine. Don't worry. I'll take care of it. Just come to me and I'll fix for you.
Exactly.
Matt,
exactly.
You think they're looking for dead mothers in jail?
I don't know.
I think I'd be the woman who'd get beat up trying to be the dead
mother. You just have
in jail.
To lie about what you're in there for.
And make it worse.
And be like, I killed my husband and his family.
With a pencil.
Yes.
She's in for jaywalking.
Well,
and they all moved away from me on the bench.
Okay, so I feel like I'm probably with both of you too as far as probation and... I guess maybe just learning more about what probation is, because sometimes probation is really tricky. You can't hang out with like other, you can't be in any vicinity of like other felons. You can't be in a bar. Like there's a lot of stuff that like catches you up on probation. So,
true.
And you know what the correctional facility is. So there's some more gray area there that I can't answer the questions to. But this is a Wisconsin story. This is the Shorewood lawyer who spit on. Do you remember this story from 2020 during the George Floyd protests in Milwaukee?
No.
So there was
a lot was happening back then.
A lot was happening back then. But Stephanie Rapkin, the Shorewood lawyer who was convicted of a misdemeanor after spitting on a black teenager during a racial protest in 2020, chose to spend 60 days in jail instead of do community service and probation.
She should have gotten both. That's called white
so
privilege.
So she's 67 years old, and she outright rejected the judge's sentence of a year probation and 100 hours in community service, choosing instead to spend 60 days in the House of Correction as punishment. And I'm so interested. This woman just sounds like a pill. in general. Because what happened as far as her, it's a misdemeanor, it's battery to spit on someone. But on top of that, she got caught lying on under oath. And it
was a felony.
When she was resisting arrest, she kneed the police officer in the groin.
Cool.
So she sounds like a...
She might do well in jail.
She might hold her own.
She probably loves Texas.
But I thought that was so interesting as far as the... And I don't think it's the first time I've heard that, of someone saying, I would rather just serve the time and be done entirely for a shorter amount of time than spend a year of this hanging over my head, or 3 years of this hanging over my head. So I'm interested, for you listening, would you rather? Would you rather 2 months correctional facility, 2 crappy months versus a slightly crappy full year?
And some community service.
And a community service. Maybe she really doesn't want to do the community service because she does not seem like a great community member.
And honestly, though, when this broke the other day, that was my first thought is, and again, this is an assumption. I don't know this woman. I don't need to, I'm perfectly fine with my community. I don't need to do that. I'll take the jail.
Yeah.
I'm not working for the community. Nope. Don't need to. Nope.
Her answer, her actual quote was, when she was offered the probation and the community service is, it's not viable. I'd rather go to jail right now and take care of it.
It's not viable.
I hate this woman. if you pull back on this whole thing, it is such a commentary on white privilege and the prison system and all these. Like, she is the worst human of the day.
Well, and I don't, I mean, I do not feel bad for this woman at all, but at least this is from Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, and just her neighbors won't associate with her. She's received death threats, which that is bad.
That's terrible.
But she's been labeled a racist, and she's basically seen her professional reputation destroyed. But she's been indignant about this whole thing. I mean, one, she lied under oath, but also, you know, the fact that she's not apologized.
Well, she's lied under oath. She assaulted a police officer. Apparently, like, those two crimes aren't, I mean, 60 days in prison for battery, assaulting a police officer, and my guess, they could throw resisting arrest if she need an officer in the nuggets. Mm-hmm. And then also lying under oath, that's a felony. That's just a felony.
So now that I reread this, She that trial hasn't started yet. Oh. So she's facing an additional felony charge.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Of battery to a law enforcement officer. And that it stems from her arrest after the spitting incident when she kneed an officer in the groin. She's pleaded not guilty to that and is scheduled to go to trial in August.
I have a feeling. I call it a hunch, Jane and Kristen. Just a hunch. Her neighbors who don't associate with her now didn't like her a whole lot beforehand.
No. Oh, my God.
She doesn't seem like this is, you know, just all of a sudden
who spits? Come on, who spits?
I mean,
who
don't
spits at strangers?
I don't spit, period. I think it's gross, it's disgusting.
I am closely linked with someone who is from his track days. I've never met someone who spits as much as he does, but he does it like not in public. It's just like when we're walk, I'm talking about Mike.
I kind of assumed.
Yeah, wow.
It's wild to me as far as, and he's like, he says it's from his track days of just like having gum and like the saliva. I was like, you're 40.
Yeah.
Cut it out. But he's never spit on a person.
I still poop my pants because, you know, it's back in the old days when I wore diapers. I can't help it. I did it right now. It feels great.
844-967.
Very time efficient.
2789 844-96-PARTY. Would you rather spend 60 days in jail or a year on probation and 100 hours of community service? 844-967-PARTY.
And the reason why I did not choose jail is because just ever reading a book on the topic, the trauma that you can go through, that you do go through being in jail. I mean, it rewires your brain. I mean, if you're in prison, even 60 days can do it to you because you are treated like you're treated so poorly, like an animal. Now, like, I'm not putting that experience because I have no experience doing it. I've never been arrested. I've never been in any sort of...
I've never been arrested. Jane, have you been arrested?
I have not.
Okay.
Look at us. Knock on wood.
Look at us.
But yeah, but then the residual. So like, I guess the question is, are they saying 60 days and then there's no probation? There's no nothing after that? You don't have to register as anything?
Well, I mean, she may get more serious jail time if she gets convicted of a felony, but at least for this misdemeanor,
this is her, this is what she chose.
Yeah. And with you know, death threats notwithstanding, good. She chose her path. She took the action. She gets to pay the price. That's it. I feel no sympathy for her.
And I don't know, when they say the Milwaukee County House of Correction, so it's a medium security level county jail. So it's a jail.
It's a jail.
Jail, not a prison. Located in Franklin, as Jane just said. I don't know where it says. And I don't know the conditions of male versus female.
Well, we also,
how much interaction you have with other inmates.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know how much this is going to feel like Orange is the New Black,
well,
is my point.
I don't think it's going to be that. Because in Orange is the New Black, they are in a prison.
Yeah.
And that's the weird thing, too, is like we're so desensitized by prison movies or movies that have any sort of semblance of prison. It's like, oh, do you get your own cell? Do you have a cellmate? Are you doing this? Do you get a suit? Do you get 23 hours?
Do you get
1 hour? Do you know, it's all these different. No, yeah.
Do you get to have some steamy lesbian sex?
I wouldn't know. I've never been thrown into a woman's facility. No surprises. She said, no, I don't want to do that. Ugh.
I know. But yeah, I just I care less about her. I'm happy that there's ramifications for what she did, but I just thought that was an interesting. Because I feel like sometimes for like drunken disorderly conduct, I've heard of this option being laid out of like you spend 30 days in jail or X amount of days on probation and all this community service. And like just the calculus that one would go through to be like, I would rather just like short and intense and move on with my life versus having this hang over my head. And I feel like I need more information on the conditions. Because I could get a lot of reading done in 60 days. I'm just saying.
Well, I don't know that they just let you lay around and read.
What do you do?
But I don't know.
In the prison system, they make you work.
But it's not the prison system. It's the House of Corrections.
I mean,
Even so, you would think they would have to have some kind of programs.
Yeah.
What I found on the web from the Milwaukee Women's Correctional Center, this is on Keefe Avenue. It's a 109-bed minimum security center in the city of Milwaukee, committed to providing a safe and secure environment, placing a great emphasis on personal responsibility, trust, and maturity, and expects individuals to coexist respectfully.
Well, like four of those five things you just said, she ain't doing. I don't know. Like, this is ridiculously funny to me because it's like, no, I'm not going to do that. I don't want. I just think of that character Pedro Pascal plays on SNL. He's like, I die. I got jail. Jail's easier. And it doesn't even feel like a punishment at this point. When you get a choice, I would have sentenced her to where that's it. You're sentenced to a year of probation, and I'm telling you where you're going to serve your public service, at the Boys and Girls Club on the north side.
There you go.
Good luck. They will not take your guff.
All right. And on that note, when we come back, Greg's Roundup.
I'm rounding it up.
You're rounding it up with some jokes and some headlines.
I hope they're funny.
And then at 12:30, we're talking to Genevieve Redston, reporter from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, about why there is a Wisconsin housing shortage. Four different reasons. You want to hear what they are? You got to stick around. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Like a break in the Bible was your part. The wretched life of a lonely heart. Ooh. Now we're back on the train. Ooh. Ooh. Back on the chain gang.
Ready for our little forest adventure? We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa.
Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Cripes Cast with me, Charlie Behrens. And I'll tell you what, it's more fun than tipping cows. And actually, you shouldn't really tip the cows, okay? They don't tip as easy as they think, and they might kick you in the... Never mind.
So what did I miss? What did I miss? Virginia, my home, sweet home, I want to give you a kiss. I've been in Paris meeting lots of different ladies. I guess I basically missed the late 80s. I travel the wide, wide world and came back to this. There's a letter on my desk.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinere. And it's that time on a Wednesday, hump day, Greg Bach day, for Greg's weekly roundup of headlines we may have not covered.
All the news you missed. Well, actually, 5 headlines you may have read but skipped altogether. It's Greg's weekly roundup.
Weekly roundup.
Let's start with a story coming out of Florida. Governor Ron DeSantis announced that he is running for president, and he did it with Elon Musk on Twitter, which answers the question, yes, Twitter can get worse. Let's see here. Soon to be former Twitter CEO, Elon Musk plans to sell red check marks for DeSantis's campaign while still trying to convince the world he's a moderate rather than a real-life Bond villain. Now, I'm looking at your face right now, and you're thinking to yourself, is he really going to do that? He's not, but you had no idea.
I was going to say, I did not hear about a red check mark.
You should call Elon. He could use some ideas.
So just made that up entirely?
I just made that up entirely. Mm. Oh, I'm a sneaky fella.
And I believe the announcement is happening tonight.
Oh, tonight? Oh, yeah. Who cares? all right, let's see here. Entertainment news. ABC has rolled out a fall season, which it's calling Strike Proof, in the face of the current WGA strike, soon to possibly be the SAG after strike as well, as their voting closes next week. And it looks like they're going to strike along with the writers. But shows in this quote-unquote strike-proof season include Dancing with the Stars, Dancing with the Camera Operators, and a 3-hour program called America's Funniest $100,000 Shark Tank Pyramid of Bachelors. Can't wait to see it.
So is it all reality TV?
It's all reality TV. All unscripted, all reality. And then they'll have certain blocks of reruns they're going to do as well. Like they specifically said Abbott Elementary, which I feel like was a dig because Quinta Brunson is
a writer first, right?
Oh, queen to me. Yeah, writer, performer, but like is like the darling of network comedy because that show is so smart and so funny. Mm-hmm. It's won so many awards. They're like, yeah, we're going to run Abbott Elementary. I'm sure she's probably like, I hate all of you. Yeah.
Well, and they're like, take that, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, look forward to DVR in that one or recording on my VHS tape.
Right as Netflix, we'll talk about this later, but like this is happening right as Netflix is going to start charging as of today for that extra user. No more sharing passwords.
Oh, wow.
I got no problem with that. My family might. All right, moving on.
Wait, do you have any updates on Robin Voss for us?
Oh, yeah. Hold on. Let me see here. Just going to flip through it. Yep, he sucks. Moving on. A Massachusetts father and son were sentenced in federal court on Monday for a scheme that saw the pair illegally claim more than $20 million in lottery winnings and then lie on their tax returns to dodge more than $6 million in federal taxes. Mohammed and Ali Jafar now realize they would have gotten away with defrauding the government if their last name was Amazon.
Wait, so retail, so they basically, they won the lottery.
No, they didn't. They pay, so here's what they did was they paid winners for their lottery tickets.
Okay.
And they took the money and then they, so the people, if I'm doing, if I explained this correctly, they paid, so if you won the lottery, they would contact and be like, hey, I'll give you money for that winning lottery ticket. And in a way to get away from the taxes for yourself and also putting yourself out there, getting your identity known, you sold them their your ticket for a less amount. They then took those lottery tickets and claimed the winnings and then defrauded the taxes on it too. I don't know the full thing. I saw it on CNN.
It was very convoluted.
It's very convoluted, and it seems like it costs at the end of the day way more than what they had won, because they had to get people like at the gas station in on this. They had to get people in the lottery committee. Like, they had to have a network of people, and at one point you're like, the fish has been torn away by the water. It's not even worth it anymore.
I've just never heard that metaphor before.
Yeah, this is the old man in the sea. He puts the fish on the side of the boat. By the time he gets to the land, all the other animals have chipped away at the, and he's got a skeleton. Oh. Greg's Roundup in Literature reviews.
All right, what else you got?
Read a book. All right, let's see here. Stephen Marcus is stepping down as board chair at Milwaukee-based hotel and cinema operators Marcus Corp. And will be succeeded by his son, Greg Marcus, who has served more than 30 years in that. Stephen has served more than 30 years in that role. And Greg has been appointed the new director chairman. Oh, I'm sorry. I apologize. I'm reading this incorrectly. Greg Marcus will be serving as chief operating officer, president, and board chair. And I'm hoping that this new responsibility will mean he no longer has time to make those stupid commercials before movies. Because frankly, I can't tell if he's affable or crazy. But my money is on crazy. So.
What do you think is what's a more watchable commercial? AMC and Nicole Kidman or Dave Marcus?
Greg Marcus. I would rather watch Greg Marcus.
Okay.
Because at least with Greg Marcus, I'm like,
oh, there's facial movement.
there's wanting to be connecting to the audience, and I do think he loves movies. I think he seems like a genuinely happy guy. Like, uh-huh. Of course he's a multimillionaire, so who wouldn't be happy then? But you're also, when you look at those CEOs, you're like, what kind of dead-eyed, horrible things do you do when we're not looking that you think is normal? You drink blood, don't you? But yeah, so there's that one. Let's see here. Hey, Summerfest fans, are you clamoring to find out whether or not Jimmy Buffett is going to be playing at the big gig this year? Me either. I really only brought this up to tell you that that to everyone who's listening that Jimmy Buffett is worth $1 billion.
Is that because of his restaurants?
It's because of the restaurants. And the man has written one song I've heard and the other one about cheeseburger. And he is worth more than Paul McCartney or Dr. Dre. Are you serious?
He's worth more than Dr. Dre?
Dr. Dre is not even, he's not even a billion. No, he's
a billionaire from Beats?
No, he's, I said worth as much as Paul McCartney.
Oh, I said more than.
But even Dr. Dre isn't fully a billionaire yet. He's not that. We're done. Oh, man, I had one more story.
But well, we have more show left.
Yay!
You can sneak it in later. Yeah. All right, when we come back, Genevieve Redston will be here from Milwaukee Journal Sentinel to talk about what has led to the housing shortage. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Better think of something to say. I'm already on my way to get to the bottom of this. Mr. Jefferson, welcome home.
Mr. Jefferson, Alexander Hamilton.
Mr. Jefferson, welcome home. Mr. Jefferson, welcome home, sir. You've been awfully.
News and talk. Up, down, and all around the Fox Valley. This is Civic Media.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Nothing like a deadline to get some action, and with just days until a U.S. debt default, an agreement in principle to raise the debt ceiling. Returning to the White House, President Biden says he'll be on the phone with House Speaker McCarthy this afternoon. The president asked,
what are the sticking points?
None. With 95% of the vote in, Turkey's President Erdogan claiming victory in a runoff election that buys the increasingly authoritarian leader another 5 years in power. The GOP-controlled Texas House voting Saturday to impeach Republican Attorney General Ken Paxton. A trial in the state Senate could have him removed. State Farm telling California customers over this Memorial Day weekend that they would no longer insure new homes or businesses in the state due to the higher risk of wildfire and increased construction costs, saying in a statement, quote, "It's necessary to take these actions now to improve the company's financial strength. The company's auto policies and existing State Farm customers will be unaffected." This is ABC News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Bug Tussle is building out the best fiber network in rural Wisconsin to deliver ultra-fast fiber internet where others can't or won't. Based in Wisconsin and backed by local support, Bug Tussle is bringing fiber internet services to your area at an honest price without any contracts or data caps. Call 877-227-0924. That's 877-227-0924. Or visit btussle.com and get connected with Bug Tussle today for internet, cellular, and entertainment.
Hey, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out. Because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
If I could be you...
And you could be me...
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way...
To get inside...
Each other's mind...
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hello? I'm a Marine.
No matter how you served.
My buddies from the Army are all gone now. I'm really alone.
No matter what you're going through.
I keep getting calls about the bills, and I'm trying to get a job, but I feel so stuck.
We are here for you. If you or a veteran in your life is experiencing thoughts of suicide, dial 988, then press 1 to reach the Veterans Crisis Line.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
He was one of the first physicians that wrote things down about different kinds of approaches. With the medicinal use of parsnips, so the Persians had described the uses as a gastric tonic, a laxative, a kidney stone crusher, and a diuretic.
Kidney stone crusher.
Kidney stone crusher. That's my wrestling name.
And then in England, there was another physician. His name was Nicholas Culpepper, and this is in 1652. And he has this great line that says, "But the wild parsnips hath a cutting and attenuating, cleansing and opening quality therein. It resists and helps the bitings of serpents, eases the pains and stitches in the sides, and dissolves wind both in the stomach and bowels, and provokes urine."
Jason, so I'm sorry, Jason. Next time you gotta do the accent. Do the accent next time. Come on.
Sorry. So my skills are only just so far.
So in certain ways, parsnips are almost like, because I remember reading about this with like aloe, where it was like this magical plant that had all of these different things that it could solve. And so it sounds like parsnips, the ones that you can eat, we're seen or have been seen similarly as far as it being a medicine, being used for all these different reasons. And so when did it switch, or how does it switch from being you know, a snack that you can make into beer and use for medicine and crush some kidney stones, to like, don't touch this, it will change your genetic code and burn you.
So all these plants that are in the carrot family, carrots, parsnips, celeries, they all have those.
Did you know Bratfest, the annual Memorial Day weekend event in Madison, is 40 years old? Its history is pretty rich, too, when the grocery store-owning Metcalf family set up a brat tent in the store parking lot to sell brats to customers. By 2004, more than 180,000 brats were being sold in the parking lot. Okay, so now can you guess how many gallons of ketchup are needed for the brats every year? 30 gallons? 45? 74 gallons? The answer coming up. These days, the fest isn't just about the brats.
You know, we have a kid zone, we have a farm zone, we have a sports zone, just not really like anything else.
That's Michael Alexander, one of the organizers.
Roughly 150,000 of our closest and dearest friends.
And more numbers, 4 million brats over 40 years, raising $2.5 million, supporting more than 120 nonprofits. And the amount of ketchup used, 74 gallons. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
OptUS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Great to listen to while having a Linies and grilling some Sheboygan brats. The Cripes Cast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media. And don't forget the Civic Media app.
Everyone knows it, nobody says it, because they're pregnant. Effing son of a gun. You think you're so deep now, you give me the creeps now that you're pregnant. I can't count all the ways how.
Can we just listen to that whole song?
Speaking cliches now.
So, do you want a boy or a girl?
Oh, it doesn't matter as long as it's healthy.
Really? Because I don't feel like those two things are related at all. It's not like one or the other.
No, as long as it's healthy.
I can't wait to hear someone say.
That song is amazing.
I've definitely said that thing.
Garfunkel notes are amazing.
But I also feel like that's an unfair question. It's like, oh, did you want a boy or a girl? It's like, what? How are you supposed to respond to that? Yes, I wanted a boy, but I'm having a girl. Like, it's like a silly small talk question.
I know, but the way that the smug pregnant woman answer is just like, ugh, why did I even bother asking in the first place? Yeah. You don't understand life until you have a baby, Greg. I guess I'll never understand life. Thank you, Jane, for bringing that up. I appreciate you.
My pleasure.
And then I also found, so I'll put that in the show notes as well. It's not an original.
Oh, let's have parsnips?
Let's have a parsnip. I knew that beat. It is a parody song of the Scissor Sisters' Let's Have a Kiki. I want to have a Kiki. Yes. And we didn't have time to play it, but I haven't heard that song in a very long time.
My God.
And so I will put that in the show notes as well today. But
I'm sorry, I just want to say that wild parsnip thing was really interesting.
I wanted to keep
so fascinating.
I wanted to keep talking about it.
And you were so skeptical.
Well, of course I was. We're talking about parsnips. I don't know anything about parsnips.
That's why we listen to this program, Greg.
That's true.
Okay. Well, pack your bags. We're going on a guilt trip. I mean, and both of them had very relaxing voices. I just want them to read books to me.
Japanese, also just the name of some of these things, like wild parsnips. Yeah, kind of a boring name. Japanese knotweed.
Yeah.
And then what was the other one? Giant hogweed.
Yeah.
Like.
And I am genuinely surprised that horror movie producers haven't, or maybe they have, But that stuff sounds seriously like right out of a movie
there,
with roots that can bash through your asphalt and your basement and stuff.
And he's not kidding. I just looked up a picture of giant hogweed, and I don't think the woman in this picture is 6'4", as Jason says that he is, but it is 2.5 size, like 2.5 times taller than her.
Wow.
Yeah. Of how tall this, and it's this adult woman.
There's even a song by the band Genesis called Return of the Giant Hogweed. I mean, that's...
Is there really?
Yeah, it's back when Peter Gabriel was the lead singer.
Return of the giant hogweed.
What give me a second. Just give me
what
a
is the song about?
Who knows? Peter Gabriel wrote it in the early 70s.
It's probably a lot of drugs.
Fanciful walking through meadows and things of that nature.
All right. Well, while Jane tries to find it, let's talk about who's going to be at the Laughing Tap this weekend.
Oh, my goodness. It is one Marlon Hill. He's been on the Boondocks. He has been on Showtime at the Apollo. He has been a Milwaukee comedian for decades now. Very
He's
funny.
From Milwaukee?
He's from Milwaukee.
Nice.
And he will be actually recording his DVD this weekend. So there's a show Thursday,
there's
show
a DVD?
Friday.
There's still DVDs?
I'm not going to get into it. Okay. I'm not going to try to explain technology to that man. I love him to death, but whatever. Yeah, one show Thursday, one show Friday, one show Saturday, all shows at 7:30. Tickets available at laughingtap.com. Get your tickets because they are selling well right now.
Nice.
And you wanna make sure if you want to come down, it's going to have great opening acts. And it's always great to have Marlon here for a weekend because he's just a good guy, lots of good energy, really good to the community for comedy, and just positive dude. Love him to death.
And it's a nice long weekend. What a great fun way to,
yeah.
enjoy the weekend.
On.
And
yeah.
Absolutely.
Heck yeah.
Speaking of getting your comedy on.
Yeah, what's up?
You're going to be performing soon.
I will be.
Not in Milwaukee.
In July I will be, but not coming up in the next 2 weeks.
But coming up in the next 2 weeks, you will be performing in Chicago.
In Chicago, the 2nd and 3rd at the Den Theater, opening up for one Mr. Hari Kondabolu.
Are we going to get him on the show?
We will. I will work on that. Yeah, I do want to get him on the show to talk about a couple of things, like his new special, Vacation Baby, mm-hmm. which is on YouTube right now. And he also just... did a really good podcast episode with Hank Azaria regarding Apu and The Simpsons.
Wow.
So I want to talk to him about both those things. And I will work on getting those in the next couple weeks, if that's possible.
Yeah. But that is, because that, for people who do not know, that was kind of, I'm not sure that's his big breakthrough, but that was, he made a little bit of a name for himself with his kind of march against Apu, the character.
Well, it wasn't.
You
a
can probably explain it better than
yeah,
I can.
Yeah, he did a documentary called "The Problem with Apu."
And yes,
it's basically looking at South Asian representation in media, and the crux of it is that Hari, growing up as a lifelong Simpsons fan, his big problem was Apu defined him to people, so he had to deal with the stereotypes that came from that show being thrown back at him, and he's like, "I love the Simpsons." But that doesn't mean you can't critique something.
Mm-hmm.
And so he got a name for himself by doing that. And one of the things he called for in that, he wanted to just have a conversation with Hank Azaria, and it never ended up happening. But, and I was telling you this, I'll get him on the show and he can explain it and keep in tune for the interview, because I just want to say this, Hank Azaria is a next level human. I will say that based on what Hari has told me about Hank's journey. So yeah, we'll get him on the show, but yeah, June 2nd and 3rd, the Den Theater in Chicago. Tickets are available. 4 shows. I will be hosting. It'll be amazing.
Send me those links so I can put in the show notes.
I will send you those links.
And you can always find the show notes at asgoeswisconsin.com/listen.
Get those pictures of the wild parsnips.
I'll get the... Yeah, there's a lot. I have a busy afternoon. I'm going to get these up today.
Jane's all about that parsnip, baby.
I'm on a mission.
Did you
now.
Find the giant hogweed song?
I did. We'll use it as the clip.
Okay, cool. Yeah, it's ridiculous.
What a fun show today.
Yeah.
Do we have anything, any closing thoughts, any closing notes for before we do our second to last No Sour Ha Ha Fun Time Power Hour?
Corporations don't care about you.
Okay. That's a good recap.
Yep.
What else? What should we recap? Basically that healthcare is a sham in this country.
Yep.
That politicians don't really give a flying F about gun control, or some don't.
Or kids.
Shout out and the woman who we all decided that we would probably rather take probation than go to jail.
Mm-hmm.
Greg's roundup. Genevieve told us about housing, beer wars, parsnips. Yeah, it was a good show.
We just shouted out.
We covered a lot of ground today.
Yes, we did.
I love it. That's what I love about this show, baby.
All right. Well, Tomorrow we will do it all again. We will have our weekly public cervix announcement with Dr. Kristen Lyerly. So if you have questions about women's health or health in general, you can shoot us an email at asgoeswisconsin@civicmedia.us. But in general, thank you for texting. Thank you for calling. Thank you for being part of the show. We will see you back here tomorrow at 11. This has been As Goes Wisconsin.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
He's the grave digger, Gilbert Brown.
Where can you go where it's always a standard room only? You ain't gonna find that in Chicago.
It's never personal, only politics.
You ain't gonna find that in Minnesota, standing room only, because you can go to the gumball machine, stick a quarter in there, I'll come pick it.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
That's the way it is, man. We love football fans. Fans love us.
Weekdays 4 to 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
Yeah, I wanna go outside. I wanna be.
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out. Because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
If I could be you...
And you could be me?
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way...
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hello? I'm a Marine.
No matter how you served...
My buddies from the Army are all gone now. I'm really alone.
No matter what you're going through...
I keep getting calls about the bills, and I'm trying to get a job. I feel so stuck.
We are here for you. If you or a veteran in your life is experiencing thoughts of suicide, dial 988, then press 1 to reach the Veterans Crisis Line.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at SoundItOutTogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
You were supposed to get a colon cancer screening, but stuff came up.
We did have to pick up the twins from practice.
But on the way, we hit a giant pothole.
Over
on
if you are 45 and older, don't let but stuff get in the way of your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
But then...
Moving Day, a walk for Parkinson's, is happening around the country. Together we can unite in the fight against Parkinson's disease in a safe but exciting and fun way. So let's get moving. Join the Parkinson's Foundation to learn more and register at movingdaywalk.org.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Local radio for your community. Civic Media, broadcasting across the state of Wisconsin.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
Is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup. Civic Media radio stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else. The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
Oh, now, wait until you pull up to the stop and go light. But when you do, go ahead and save the Civic Media station to one of your presets. The Kripescast with me, Charlie Behrens, and also on the Civic Media app. Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, would ya? You know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Kripescast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
Unthawed or thawed? These are the questions the Kripescast will cover every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Can you just pull them brats out of the freezer? That'd be fantastic. Hey, folks, keep her moving to Civic Media every Saturday and Sunday at noon for the Kripescast with me, Charlie Behrens.
We've been out here all day. We've had five or six beers and only one fish.
The Kripescast with me, Charlie Behrens. And I'll tell you what, it's more fun than tipping cows. And actually, you shouldn't really tip the cows, okay? They don't tip as easy as they think, and they might kick you in the... Never mind. The Kripescast with me, Charlie Behrens, Saturdays and Sundays at noon on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
All right, who's ready to eat? We got brats for dinner, marshmallows for dessert.
Great to listen to while having a Liney's and grilling some Sheboygan brats. The Kripescast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media. And don't forget the Civic Media app. Oh my gosh, it's more fun than a big block of Colby or cheddar. The Kripescast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us. Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.com.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer.